you mentioned also includes healthcare reforms, which this doesn't include comprehensive healthcare reforms. Could you talk about how, if we still have a healthcare system with the current tax code, which, you know, people getting their health insurance through their employers, how that hinders the ability for the, the Medicare reforms to work?
So, what everybody got that? Yeah, Mike. So here we don't. We are planning on moving through Commerce and Ways and Means later on our full replacement legislation on health care. We haven't come together on finishing that yet. So that's why you have health care for Medicaid, health care for the over 65 population reformed in here. But at the end of the day, and we have liability reform and a lot of other things in here. At the end of the day, it's my personal view, and Tom Colbert and I are going to be reworking on our legislation together. I believe that the tax exclusion is one of the drivers of health inflation. A, B, you're subsidizing the wrong people. You know, if you're in the highest tax bracket, you get the biggest subsidy. That's not the people who have a hard time getting insurance. So I believe we need to customize. More importantly, we need to give people individual choice and disconnect the tax benefit from your job and reconnect it to the individual so you have that tax benefit wherever you go, regardless of how you get your health insurance. I think that's the best way to reform health care, to go at the root cause of health inflation, and get the consumer in the marketplace. Look, the question with health care going forward is either health care is going to be run by 30,000 bureaucrats in Washington with command and control and price controls, or 300 million Americans acting as consumers, demanding performance and competition among doctors, hospitals, insurers for our business. Look, the reason I can see that you're Phil Klein is because I got LASIK surgery 11 years ago. Otherwise, I wouldn't. And I paid about $2,000 for LASIK. No, I paid more than that. I paid about $4,000 for LASIK surgery in the year 2000. It's now about $1,600. And they've revolutionized this excimer laser three times since then, so it's a better procedure. Why is that? It's an out-of-pocket cost. It's something that has market pressure. So don't tell us, I know you're not telling us, people shouldn't tell us that healthcare is immune from free market principles. What we want to do with healthcare is apply those free market principles, choice, competition, transparency, and price and quality, so that people can actually act on those things and we can drive innovation, productivity improvements, and performance in healthcare. And that, to me, is the way to reform healthcare, not turn it over to a bunch of bureaucrats and have them tell us what, where, and how we get our healthcare.